And it's All Things Considered here on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Nick Delek now. A new stay-at-home order takes effect in Mecklenburg County tomorrow at 8 a.m. It requires residents to stay home except for certain essential activities in an effort to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. WFAE has been getting lots of questions from you about what this order means. And here to help us answer some of them is WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. Claire, first of all, what does this order mean? What can and can't people do?
So the stay-at-home order means people should stay at home as much as possible. You can go to and from work if you're what's considered an essential employee. So that includes doctors and medical staff, people who work at hospitals, along with law enforcement, firefighters, EMTs, pharmacy workers, and some government employees. It also includes people who work in grocery stores and food service. And this is in effect for 21 days, so 3 weeks starting tomorrow. The order also bans gatherings of more than 10 people, but you can still do things like go to the grocery store, pick up prescriptions, and walk your dog. Of course, when you do those things, you should practice social distancing, so that's staying 6 feet away from other people.
How do county officials plan to enforce this order?
Well, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department says it's managing the order through voluntary compliance with education and cooperation from businesses and community members. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles said at a press conference today, CMPD isn't planning on pulling people over or handing out tickets, but the county order says people found guilty of violating it could be found guilty of class two misdemeanor. And the mayor said that in the future, police could start writing tickets if people don't take it seriously.
Okay, well, now let's turn to some of our listener questions. Katie wrote in asking us, will restaurants still be able to deliver food or carry out? And what about delivery grocery services?
Yeah, so under Governor Roy Cooper's executive order last week, restaurants can only be open for takeout or delivery, and that's still true. So under the county's stay-at-home order, you can still go to a restaurant for takeout or drive-through, and you can receive deliveries from any business that delivers. So that would include grocery stores. It's also worth noting that food and beverage businesses are considered essential and can stay open, along with stores that sell groceries and medicine. So if you work at one of those businesses, you can still go to work under this order.
Okay, let's turn to this question from WFAE listener Chris. He asks, does the stay-at-home order apply to construction workers?
It doesn't. So under the order, building and construction are considered critical trades, so those workers aren't required to stay home. Some other businesses that are considered essential, according to the county, are plumbers, electricians, exterminators, mail and postal services, and also laundry services.
Okay, so and then what happens if you work in another county but live in Mecklenburg?
Right, yeah. I asked Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiOrio this question yesterday. So I wanted to know, if you live in Mecklenburg but work in Cabarrus, do you still have to go to work? She said if your job is considered non-essential, people who work in other counties should either work from home or stay home. Conversely, if you work in Mecklenburg County but live in another county, your business has to comply with this order. So if you work for a non-essential business in Mecklenburg, you should be working from home or just staying at home.
Okay, we have a question from Kimberly, who wants to know what this order means for residents who are homeless or unstably housed. What does it mean?
Well, homeless residents are exempt from the order, but the county is urging them to find shelter. Homeless shelters are still open. Last week, county officials announced they were leasing a former hotel so that homeless residents who need to quarantine or isolate would have somewhere to go. And County Manager DiOrio has said officials are looking for other spaces to help reduce the crowding in shelters and to make it easier for people to social distance so that it's less likely people who might have the virus could infect other people.
Susan wrote to us and said she wants to sit alone outside and read. Can Susan still do that?
Yes. So sitting alone outside is perfectly fine, so long as you're staying 6 feet away from other people. Actually, county officials are encouraging people to get outside. County parks and greenways are still open, and outside time can be a good way to refresh and de-stress. Really, county officials say this order is more about trying to minimize how much you are in close contact with other people. So they say staying at home as much as possible now could help reduce the number of COVID-19 cases in the county in the future.
Okay, well, those are all the questions that we have time for right now. WFAE's Claire Donnelly, and you can view the full stay-at-home order and some frequently asked questions on our website, wfae.org. Stay with us. More All Things Considered It's just ahead.